One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 52, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Campbell's, of course. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
And what soup was just made to order for hearty appetite? Why, Campbell's Nourishing Good Beanless Bacon Soup. And it's now better than ever. A deep dish, satisfying bowl full of get up and go. That's Campbell's. Good bean with bacon soup.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Million more take promo quinine.
Right. More people have taken more bromoquinine for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. For only bromoquinine gives you wonder-working quinine combined with five other medicines and health fortified with vitamin C. Get more complete relief from stopped-up nose, aching muscles, feverishness, irregularity, and headache. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets. Today, acknowledgement of a wedding gift. It's an unseasonably warm March day in Seacliff, San Francisco. And Father Barber is having lunch alone at the glass-topped metal table in the warm sunshine on the upper terrace when Betty Barber, his daughter-in-law, comes through the hedge from her own house next door.
Hi there, Father Barber.
Sunny day. The side is to eat out here. Here, sit down.
Mother Barber said you wanted to see our engraved card from Miss Sandra Solomon.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I couldn't believe my ears.
Well, here it is. It's the ultra, that's all I can say. Jack knows the family, I don't. But anyhow, along came the invitation to her wedding, and so I sent a gift. Round silver platter. And then came this engraved card. Miss Sandra Silliman. Won't you read it?
Yes. Miss Sandra Silliman has received your lovely gift and will write you later of her appreciation. My solemn, sacred word.
Isn't that the ultimate of the ultimate?
Engraved.
Mm-hmm. That's so she won't have to worry on her honeymoon about writing all those letters. She can do it any old time she feels like.
Yes.
They're terribly wealthy people, the Solomons. Have loads of friends. And I suppose if there were mountains of wedding presents, she couldn't face writing all those letters right away, so she had that card made up.
I would consider it an engraved insult.
Jack feels the same way.
If people go to the trouble of sending a present to express love and affection and best wishes, it seems to me the least the bride can do is to acknowledge it in her own simple handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, fewer and fewer young people can hold a pen these days.
Anything else you'd like, Henry? Oh, hello, Betty.
Hi, Mother Barber. I was just showing him the card for Miss Sandra Solomon.
Oh. Jack was very amusing on the subject last night.
I know, he said. We're going to have 6 weddings off and on over the years, you know, and our girls will write literate, careful, well-phrased acknowledgments, or there won't be big church weddings.
I think he's right. Greta agrees, too. Oh, poor darling. Color drains out of Greta's face when you mention wedding gifts.
That's because she had to send all hers back last year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine anything worse than writing dozens of letters saying thanks for your gift and sending it back because the wedding's called off.
But this summer will be different. Inasmuch as Greta is now engaged to Hank, she can have invitations engraved to her heart's content. Hank is dependable.
But he's in the army, don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen when you're in the army.
His colonel told him he's to be stationed at Letterman for a good long time. Yes, yes. Oh, did you show Betty the last acknowledgement of a wedding gift that we received?
It's really shocking, Betty. It happens time after time. Young girls with a college background whose penmanship is so deplorable they can hardly read what they write.
There's something wrong with an educational system. I've said it for 25 years. That can't teach more young people the simple rudiments of communication. We can't go on doing things the easy way and hope to survive. We've had more than a quarter century of slipshod, don't hurt the little psyche kind of education, and we've wound up with a generation, a large percentage of which can't read, write, cipher, and worst of all, doesn't care.
Henry, now don't lecture us. We were talking about weddings.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Barber, our name is spelled wrong. Instead of B-A-R-B-O-U-R, that last girl spelled it B-A-R-B-E-R. And we've known her all our life. A college woman. If this had been one isolated incident, I wouldn't speak of it, but it most decidedly is not.
Henry, I...
It goes on year after year. Every spring, when they begin to get married, we receive the halting, inept, half-baked, half-educated letters from girls in good circumstances.
Henry?
Yes, billions are being spent. But for what? The school buildings are there, the teachers are there, and goodness knows there's no lack of students. But few seem to emerge with what I call an education. And now, here's a girl who had a card engraved saying she'll write a note of appreciation when she gets around to it.
Henry, you're going to have one of your headaches.
I've already got it.
Well, then, you're not going to improve the educational system by lecturing Betty and me. We haven't anything to do with it.
On the contrary, Betty has. Yes? The whole problem starts in the home. That's where the change has to be made. And, oh!
Well, you see, one of his splitting headaches. I knew it was coming. Come on in the house anyway. It's turning silly. I promised to help Pinky pack the shirts so they won't wrinkle.
Betty, did Jack tell you what he plans to do about this engraved card for Miss Sandra Silliman?
Henry, that's a secret.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. So he said... Sorry.
What is he going to do?
Don't even speculate.
But I want to know.
Well, he'll tell you tonight. Come along, Henry. You look simply dreadful.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Hey, friend, think this drum will do?
What's up?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And I'm announcing it with a big bass drum. Boom, boom, boom. Buy new all sweet.
No big bass drum, Clifford. Just say new all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
Yeah, but one line...
And Swift will pay a 15-cent cash refund on the first pound of new all sweet.
Yeah, but what'll I do with my big bass drum?
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, done.
Mister, you're counting backwards.
No, I'm counting down. The time it takes all new, brand new 7-second Babble cleanser to clean your sink, tub, pots, or pans.
You mean?
In just 7 seconds, new Babble with fast acting bleach dissolves sticky grease, bleaches out stubborn stains. All you do is give a few easy wipes to the dishcloth.
Oh, new Babble works while you wash.
Right. And new 7-second Babble is pure white. No staining dyes in new Babble.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon now as Pinky Murray comes down from the third floor with his airplane luggage. In the library, he finds the drapes closed and Father Barber stretched out on the davenport under a soft plaid blanket.
Grandfather, I...
Oh. Yes, Pinky.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were asleep.
Resting, had a headache. I feel better now. Have you any idea how long you'll be away?
No, sir.
Any further trace of Consider Martin?
Yes, sir. Uncle Paul found out he did fly to Tahiti, and so far as we know, he's still there.
I see. Well, earlier today, while you were shopping, there was a telephone call from Miss Cornelia Willingly.
Yes, sir.
She expected you to call her back.
Yes, sir, I did.
I must say she has a perfectly beautiful voice and excellent diction.
Her handwriting is good, too.
Oh, you don't tell me. Private school?
No, sir, public. But her mother and father, the whole family, studied Chancery script at home.
Oh, I see. They did it at home. Exactly what I was saying this noon. Penmanship in the United States under so-called progressive education has reached the point where it's a national disgrace.
Henry, are you still talking about the schools?
Yes.
Well, Pinky, all packed, I see.
I'm going around the neighborhood to say goodbye, and then Mom and Dan will drive me to the airport.
Pinky doesn't know how long he'll be away.
I might as well tell you this. I've thought it out. I didn't object when Cousin Consider made me his sole heir in his will and gave me a chunk of cash, and so the time for me not to get under obligation was when he was giving me the money.
I see.
So, the way I see it, from now on, I'm with him. I love the old guy, and he likes me. Well, that's the way it is. I'll go to Tahiti and find him and stay with him for good. My conscience bothers me when I try to handle it any other way.
Yes, yes. Permanent companion. Paid for in advance.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Janet, I'm worried.
About the church supper, Mother?
I promised I'd make the chicken pies, but the way I felt lately with headache and muscular aches and pains, I don't feel up to it.
I don't wonder with that discomfort. Better do something about it.
But what? Try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidney. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's Big Economy Size.
It's late afternoon now. Betty, coming through the hedge, hurries into the family home the back way.
Hi there. Mother Barbara here?
Oh, no, she drove to the airport. Daniel couldn't go at the last minute, and she went to keep Hazel company on the drive home. What have you got there?
Father, Barbara, Jack had a card printed for us to send to Miss Silliman.
Huh?
He says it isn't a gag, and he's actually going to send it. I want Mother Barbara to help me stop him.
Here, let me read it. Mr. and Mrs. Jack Barber acknowledge the receipt of Miss Sandra Silliman's engraved acknowledgement of their wedding gift and await the arrival of her letter of appreciation with lively interest, and feel the whole thing has now been carried to the point of nonsense.
Oh.
Stop him? Yes. Yes, strikes a blow for good manners, Betty. If he doesn't send it, I'll send it myself.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 53, Book 129, The Man in the 1932 Yearbook, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.